but look, a freaking zombie like this. All right, guys, but you know what I'm saying, don't you? We all want to wear a pretty dress at a wedding, right?
Pretty Dress. Do you know, I'm almost tempted, Natalie, to go and say, I've got to go and see that show now, particularly after, well, let's say, previous discussions. Steve Lee is the gentleman behind The Elephant Bridesmaid. It is the must-see show, certainly for this Sunday, the 23rd of June, as far as the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre is actually concerned. Steve Lee is all being well connected with us now. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, hello Alex, how are you doing?
Excellent. Okay, so we have Katie Grimace in the studio, we have Natalie Tuck as well as part of the team. We've already shared the notion with our Nashville listener about the importance of joining Nessie the Elephant and her fantastic animal friends and helping them go in search of an outfit fancy enough and large enough to make her the Australian jungle's most beautiful elephant bridesmaid. From the people who brought you How the Koala Learned to Hug, which to me was probably one of the all-time great shows, which is just fantastic. I mean, you know.
Oh, thank you.
It just gets better and better. So, Natalie, questions for Steve as one of the geniuses, indeed, co-founder of the People's Theatre Company or founder?
I'm just the artistic director, actually. It was founded, as a lot of organisations that have charitable status are, by some very lovely people, and I was just appointed artistic director 10 years ago.
There we are, and modest as well, just the artistic director.
Oh,
over to you, Natalie.
So is it an Australian theatre company or an English theatre company, Steve?
No, do you know, one of the questions we always get asked after the show, and I suppose it's very lovely and complimentary that we are asked this, is what part of Australia are we from? Because in the show we do employ Australian accents, but we're not Australian. I'm from London originally. The lady who performs the female lead is from Epsom, and we're just performing in an Australian accent as best we can.
So is it just a love for Australia then? Seem to have this theme with the koala bear and now the elephant. Is that why do you choose Australian animals?
Well, I suppose I was always fascinated by Australia. I'd never been when I wrote the book How the Koala Learned to Hug and Other Australian Fairy Tales. And I had this sort of tongue-in-cheek desire to be the first person who'd never been to Australia to win Australian of the Year. But that didn't happen, but I did get a book out of it. And I went, once the book was written, I did actually go to research and make sure that everything I'd written was accurate.
Not yet, of course, Steve. I mean, after this interview, who knows? The world is your oyster. You know, we've already had Lily Holliman from Los Angeles write in to say, thanks, guys, for the birthday wishes. She loves being part of our gang. Nice.
Fantastic.
It's great. I've got to ask the question, will it be going international? I mean, will you be taking The Elephant Bridesmaid to other countries?
Well, you know, we are lucky enough to have occasionally had interest from abroad to take some of our shows elsewhere. And it's something that we're very interested in doing and very open to doing. It's just a question of getting the timing right and the deal right. But Australia would be exciting. I did have a meeting at the Sydney Opera House once. That went quite well. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to get back there, I suppose.
Yeah, it'll happen. I cannot believe that tickets for Sunday's production are merely £10 or £8 concession from that point of view. It's 70 minutes of sheer bliss and wonderment. No interval, but there we are. It's sorted through from that. But you're going to say now, yes, but as you're an adult, you're really not that kind of person. I mean, it's targeted more at a younger audience. You shouldn't be there. Grow up, left you. Get yourself sorted out.
Well, you know, I think the important thing to do is to write for the adults in the audience, because if the adults are having a good time, then the children automatically have a good time because they like seeing their parents enjoy themselves. So certainly the work we like to do is in a kind of Disney way, sophisticated enough to appeal on one level to adults as well as on another level to the children.
Which is the best way with all art forms. Katie Grimerson.
Thank you.
Are you interested in any other countries? Because personally, I love New Zealand and I love Maori culture and also South Africa. So do you just like Australia or anywhere else?
Well, I like visiting different peoples and different cultures across the world. I'm actually going to South Africa in September for my best friend's wedding.
I'm jealous.
I'll tell you more about it then, but I've not been before. But I mean, Australia was always attractive to me. It's all the wonder of the land down under, these amazing, strange and interesting animals. Have always appealed to me. I just think it's a little bit of magic on our own planet. So for me, it was very exciting to write stories about it and fortunately be in a fortunate position to be able to adapt some of them for the stage.
I'm thinking possibly crocodiles. They've had a bit of a bad press. They're based in Australia, you know. Crocodile Dundee obviously maybe needs to have a rethink in this sort of basis, you know. Maybe the tale of the Australian croc and his dentistry habits. Well, something like that.
There's been some great stories written about crocodiles.
It's true.
Crocodile Smile, Click Clack, The Crocodile's Back. I've got a 2-year-old son, he loves that book. So who knows, maybe an adaptation is in.
Outstanding. And Natalie, you said you thought you'd saw The Elephant Bridesmaid on tour.
I don't know if I did now. I'm having
flash forwards.
Where are you touring in the UK, Steve?
Well, we've been touring since February. We're continuing until November the 17th, and we've really been all over. We started off in the Midlands. We've done a lot of the South East, because that's where I'm based. And, of course, we're coming up to North Lincolnshire on Sunday. Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, and I hope all your listeners are going to come see us.
It is absolutely.
Nice I
believe it's essential. They do. I mean, Ross Ironfield, who was working with us at our last piece that Ed and myself actually covered on Thursday past, came up with these guys, of course.
I'm Gary.
I'm Matt.
I'm Rippy.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And you're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren FM.
Notice those Americans that just get straight into form, you know, the Reduced Shakespeare Company doing that whole system. I think we're going to have to work on an Elephant Bridesmaid jingle as well, but yeah, we'll coordinate that. But it is, as you rightly said, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre this Sunday. And if you're thinking, oh, I can't be doing theatre on an evening, etc., don't worry, it's 3 p.m., 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 1,500 hours if you're working through that. Take the family to it, as we say, tickets, £10.80. It gets even better, actually. You can have a family ticket for £25, four people, maximum of two adults. You know, what's not to love?
Good value.
Outstanding. Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, the place to go, obviously, to check out the fabulous People's Theatre Company with the glorious Elephant Bridesmaid. Are you already sort of thinking about the next show, or is it a case of, I mean, will the koala, how it learned to hug, will that ever kind of re-emerge? Because, you know.
Well, it's a very popular show, so I'm sure we'll do it again. We actually had some really wonderful super fans turn up at our last show, and they brought copies of the book that they purchased when they came to see How the Koala Learned to Hug. Mm-hmm. And they asked me what I was going to do from it next. I don't know. There's 10 stories in that book. I'd be very interested to hear. If people have any opinions, perhaps they can write in or call in to you guys, and you could pass it on to me. What story would people like to see us adapt next from that book? And I'm sure we'd be happy to do that. Next year, we are doing Old MacDonald Had a Farm, 2015. That's already set. Hey. And in 2015, I'm having another book published, fortunately, in the end of 2014, called Don't Dribble on the Dragon. And we will be
always
doing
dangerous.
Stage play.
Yeah. I mean, you don't, do you? You know, there you are, sort of your average dragon. You're trying to be socially okay with it. You start dribbling on it. It's going to be a disaster, you know? It's not good.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, our dragon is quite friendly, but that's what we're doing 2015. So we're planning for the next 2 years.
Don't dribble on a dragon. Steve, I think the music, we haven't even spoken about that, but I mean, both Katie, Natalie, and myself, we have pretty dress, da 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 da, pretty dress. And we'll probably be singing about that for the rest of the show.
Yeah. I really like the line about the confetti and the Yeti.
Confetti and the
Yeti.
Yeah. So that's, are these musical delights available for download or albums? I mean, yeah, I'm thinking about how can we actually move it up the charts to become the Daft Punk of our generation?
Well, that would be great. If if you could work on that, I'd be super grateful. But I think they're going to be available to listen to on our website shortly, www.ptc.org.uk. That's PTC for People's Theatre Company. And the CD is available if you come see the show. You can get it after the show.
Wow.
Or, again, from our website.
You know, I think it's great. And just briefly, after the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, where will you be heading off to?
Oh, crikey. As I say, we're carrying on until November the 17th.
Check out the website. Check out the website and things will work on that basis. Okay.
Fantastic.
Steve, actually, we'll get you to introduce the next little tune that's coming up, because it's only right, as we might be returning to Edwellman at the Lincolnshire Showground to find a little bit to go in that. But we've got two final questions to ask you. They are critical ones, so no pressure. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link on this, your debut on the Midweek Drive?
Fantastic. I hope that I've contributed in some small way to the show, and perhaps in my future career as a DJ, it's now interesting me to do that.
Well, we tend to use the term programme presenter, but for you, Steve, DJ is perfectly okay. So the next critical question is, can we look forward to actually doing some regular features with you and following that darling Elephant Bridesmaid, oh my love, as it actually sort of goes around the country? Will you return and actually sort of connect with us again in the near future?
Absolutely, I'd love to, and actually our shows go to lots of venues in your region, so that would be wonderful.
See, Katie, the Elephant Bridesmaid will continue. Work in every sense of the word. Okay, I know you've got to collect your children, so you're scooting off in all sorts of ways. Would you like to introduce the next piece of classical musicals wonderment from the aforementioned Elephant Bridesmaid? Over to you, please, Steve.
Yes, I'm guessing the next one is Wind Chime. I hope everyone enjoys it.
Bless you, Natalie. Bless you. Yeah, the wind chime is in full force.
Who'd have thought it possible that such a broken thing could whistle through the air so sweet it makes me want to sing? Wind chime, show me what is good. Let me hear your loveliness throughout my neighborhood. 'Cause with that pretty melody, you make us all.